This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Mike Fish is an investigative reporter for ESPN. Earlier this week, Mike and ESPN gambling writer David Partum broke a story on Outside the Lines regarding Phil Mickelson and his ties to a money laundering story. It's a pleasure to welcome Mike Fish to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Let me do this right from the start. This story is different than the one we were hearing about Phil last year before the U.S. Open, where he was being questioned by authorities and cooperating with authorities. That was a completely different story, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was an insider trading story or allegation involving himself. Carl Icahn, the investment icon, if you will.
Sure.
And Billy Walters, who's one of the country's leading gamblers. This is totally different. This here involves the allegations, it's money laundering. There was a gentleman who pled guilty last week to money laundering charges, and the allegation is the money that was being moved or laundered was Phil Mickelson's money. It was nearly $3 million, and the allegation is that the money was being moved to a gambling account to be obviously wagered on sporting events.
What is it that Phil is alleged to have done?
Well, in terms of his legal issues, apparently there's none. He's not been charged with a crime. It doesn't sound like he's under investigation. I think the role he has is that it's his money, and according to the filings, it sounds like this money was to go back to the gambling site. It is difficult to determine if that was money he owed, if it was money he was putting into account to wager. That can't be determined.
So Phil did not move the money. This person who pled guilty moved the money.
Right. Phil apparently wire transferred the money to this gentleman, and then in turn, this gentleman, the money was in his account. He then moved it to another of his accounts. Then he moved that money to a third account. So the money laundering is the moving of the money between these accounts with the idea of you trying to conceal the purpose of the money. And this all was done within a 2 or 3 day period. So the supposition or belief is that somehow authorities, be it banking authorities or someone, that there was a trigger because the amount of money was substantial and the movement of the money, occurred over such a short period of time.
This was an offshore gambling situation?
That's the belief, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That would make the most sense. It doesn't refer to it specifically in the filings as offshore, but it refers to it as a gambling operation. Wouldn't make sense, I don't think, to do it in the States, but, who knows.
And the offshore gambling, is that illegal or not?
It's illegal in the United States. It's not illegal in those countries. I mean, they're set up legally in, an assortment of islands, be it Antigua, Costa Rica, and there's a bunch of others, obviously, where it's, it's all legal. In this country, it's not at this point. Now, a lot of people think laws may change down the road and things like that, but as of today, it's not.
We're talking with Mike Fish from ESPN. We're talking about Phil Mickelson. I assume, Mike, you've reached out to Phil and his representatives and you've heard nothing.
Yeah, I've spoken to his representatives. They're declining comment. They initially claimed they didn't know anything about it. Then it was referenced that there was another attorney that may be working on a case. And, again, I've not heard back from anyone. We've reached out to the PGA Tour. They've had no comment and also declined to comment on their policies or procedures as they relate to gambling.
Yeah, this is not the first time we've heard of Phil in this situation. He was chastised once by the tour, I think, for some clubhouse gambling. I'm not even really sure the tour has a policy on this, do they?
Well, I don't know. That's a very interesting question. I mean, I've had that question raised previously. I've looked into it. I couldn't find any policy. Maybe they do. I don't think that Phil Mickelson is the only person that's gambled on sporting events, and obviously in this country it's very popular. I know other sports, be it Major League Baseball or the NFL, they have very distinct policies, and they're spelled out. I don't know that golf has one. It's not a team sport.
And all of these guys are independent contractors.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. These other guys work for teams and are employed by teams. These guys are, as you said, independent contractors, or all solo guys, if you will.
He's playing in the Scottish Open next week. I'm sure there's going to be a press conference. Would you assume, as I would assume, that when asked about this, he won't be able to answer because of the investigation?
I honestly have no understanding of what he's going to say, or I can't predict what he's going to say. I mean, the one gentleman that's the guy that's been accused of money laundering, Greg Solera, he pled guilty last week to the three counts of money laundering. He's going to be sentenced in October. I'm not sure where the investigation is going or if the investigation is ongoing even, so I don't know the answer to that.
Because this could be as simple as, to your point, Phil, Phil wagered a large amount of money with what seemingly was a legal offshore situation. He didn't know this guy was going to move it from bank to bank.
That's very reasonable. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't. If you're giving someone, I don't really know, but if you're giving someone money and in theory it's going to an offshore or a gambling account, you have no idea what he's going to do with that money. You don't know how it's going to get there. Again, I'm not a gambling expert. I'm not a banking expert either. But people that I have spoken with indicate that the process that this money went through and the idea that it was moved so quickly over such a short period of time is, sloppy if you're trying to conceal something. So I don't know, what Phil knew or what his understanding was or anything. Again, he's not commented. We've tried to reach him multiple times, so I'm not sure what the explanation is.
Do you think he suffers from this at all?
Well, legally, it doesn't sound like he's going to know. I mean, and as you mentioned previously, I think it's pretty well known and it's documented and been reported and written that he's someone that's enjoys gambling or gaming. He bets on sports. He isn't afraid to make wagers. And again, that's not necessarily a crime either. So,
in your investigation, his name came up. Is his the only sports name to come up? Did it just kind of happen that this fellow was pled guilty to what just happened to be Phil's money and Phil's money only?
Well, it's there's a lot of questions that remain to be answered. One is why just this one case was investigated. If this person was moving money, between a gambling operation and other folks, was this the only one he was moving it for? I don't know the answer. The whole thing is kind of crazy in that regard.
Are you guys going to keep looking into this?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, there's obviously things we're trying to pursue and figure out, more detail and more from a broader perspective. It's odd that the government, is prosecuting just this one individual. It's something that actually happened. If you read the story, that this transpired back in 2010. So it's over five years ago. It was March of 2010. I believe the first filing, I could be wrong on this, was in May of 2015. So it's over 5 years. So the question is, what took them so long, what they were doing, why they didn't indict other people, why it just isolated in this one particular case, and, is there more to this?
Well, great job, Mike. Mike Fish from ESPN.
Thank you.
Story reported earlier this week on Outside the Lines. Great job, Mike. Thanks for taking the time to do this.
All right. No problem. You'll be good now.